Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Back right after the break here, the first show, the first computer corner of the year 2005-2004 is now checked off. It's a year in the past. It makes Chad feel like an old man.
Yep.
Right?
Can you believe we're already halfway through this decade?
We are? No, we're just beginning the fifth year, so we wouldn't be halfway through until around June or so, right?
All right. We're approaching halfway.
Right. Yeah. That's me being a jerk there, by the way. Yeah, we were before we went to break there, which was kind of a, oops, we didn't even realize we were going to go to a break. We were talking to Leo, who had questions about video editing and DVD burning, and he had asked questions about FireWire card. And I think where I was kind of steering you, Leo, was if you just need to burn the stuff that you have, get the stuff off your camcorder, burn it onto DVD without very much editing, then the lower end card would probably be just fine. But if you wanted to have some decent software, then the cards that cost a little bit more might be worth looking into. Now, that being said, if you're running Windows XP,
yes, I am.
There's a piece of software built in called Windows, I think it's called Windows Movie Maker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And it's actually a decent piece of software for doing basic video editing and things.
Okay.
So, since you have that, if you bought a PCI card, I would go for one of the lower end cards. Here's a brand name that I really don't like to stay away from. It's called SIG, and it's spelled S-I-I-G. Just about any component they make, I'm not a real big fan of. And and people I know are going to say, well, I have that kind of card. It works fine. I'm not saying it doesn't work fine sometimes. I'm just saying more often than not, we see problems with that particular brand.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly why. It just seems to be a trend. So since you're buying new and you have choices, stay away from that brand. Something in the probably $35 to $40 range will probably be in pretty good shape.
Okay, how about the FireWire cord? I did find some cards that actually come with one of those cords, and then I started pricing out some of those other cords, you know, when you buy them separately, and they get up as high as like $40-$50 just for the cord.
For a FireWire cable?
Probably.
For a FireWire cable.
Wow.
I mean, is there anything special about those higher-end cables that makes them worth that much? Or
probably not. They probably look really cool, though.
It's probably negligible, anything.
There probably is a difference, and if you're using real high-end professional equipment and doing you know, professional-end things, it's kind of like when you go to buy patch cables for hooking your stereo up.
Sure.
You can buy, there's a brand name called Monster that's like the most expensive out there, and they're guaranteed to be oxygen-free, and they're gold content and this and that, and they look really cool. And I'm sure to somebody who really has really high-end equipment, that's probably a good thing, because you don't want that cable to be the worst piece of your system. But in your case, you're talking about consumer PC, home videos. I think a cheap FireWire cable would probably do the job just fine.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, then I guess the last piece of that component system would be the DVD burner.
Yes.
I mean, I'm trying to make heads or tails of all the plus, minus, the RRW. I mean,
there are so many different things to look at when it comes to DVD burners, and here's my advice of what I would do if I was you.
Okay.
I recently went out and got a DVD burner myself. Because there's so many different formats, there's plus, there's minus, there's RRW, there's single layer, dual layer, there's all these different things. There are several DVD burners out there, and there's different manufacturers that make them that do what they call dual format and dual layer.
Okay.
If you look for something that does both dual format and dual layer, and look for a name brand that you might recognize. And you look for those things and then find the color that matches your PC, you ought to be in pretty good shape, and you're probably going to spend somewhere in the neighborhood retail of about $200, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, depending on the brand and a couple other things.
Okay. Now, I've also heard that a lot of times when you burn those DVDs, sometimes they won't be compatible with your DVD player to play back on. How am I going to find out if it's going to be compatible with that?
Well, there's the format you record in, and if you get a decent DVD burner, it ought to have suggestions on what is the most compatible. And this is something that I'm not real familiar with. I haven't burned a ton of DVDs, so I'm not, you know, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Basically, that's why you buy a better DVD player that does dual format, because then you can kind of experiment, see which format, when you're burning a DVD, which format is going to work for your standalone DVD player.
The other thing you might want to do is just do a little bit of research at Google. Just talk about, I mean, just do some search terms that would include DVD, burning, and then talk about playback.
Okay.
And you'll find some forums, you'll find some information, and people's advice on, well, here's how you should burn, here's the kind of encoding you should use, this, that, and the other, to get you the most compatibility. There's no such thing as 100% compatibility, but you can shoot for more compatible, and it kind of depends on the player you're using. If it's a newer player, it's going to have more options and features for the kinds of formats it supports.
I gotcha.
So it's dictated more by the player than it is by the burner, although the burner, having it do dual format and dual layer, having it have the option to do those things, gives you the ability to then burn in the format your player will work with, or gives you more options.
What's the dual layer? Is that just you're able to get more information on that DVD?
Yeah, it's something that's kind of a little bit newer in DVD burning. It used to be that when you went and bought a commercial video, for example, a lot of times they'll come up in the first screen on your player will ask you, do you want to do full screen or do you want to do widescreen layout?
Uh-huh.
Right, and that's, you don't have to do anything to the DVD other than select that and then play. Uh-huh. What it's actually doing is there's two separate layers of information, and depending on which one you select, it's reading that layer, and exactly what it sounds like. It actually shoots through the first layer to the second, or just shoots to the first, and the beam can be focused that precisely.
Oh, I got it.
Now, on the older DVDs, you probably remember commercially, you'd buy a movie, and on one side would be the standard format, the other side would be the widescreen. Those were single-layer DVDs.
Oh, okay.
And you had to actually flip the DVD to get the version you wanted.
So okay,
that's really what's happening, and you can basically just get twice as much information on a dual-layer DVD. Now, when you go to buy the media, meaning the blank DVDs, it and your player both need to support the dual format, and, excuse me, it and your recorder both need to support the dual format, and the player are going to play it back on.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason we say look for one that does dual-layer is it gives you, again, more options and more flexibility for the future, although you may not use it on everything you do.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, I think it does.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for asking my questions.
Good luck with that, and have a happy and safe New Year, sir.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Okay.
Speaking of DVD players and DVD burners, another new technology that's likely to start showing up. In fact, I think there's one manufacturer that has created a Blu-ray device. Blu-ray being...
Blu-ray is like a new standard that's coming out for playback and things, correct?
Right. And so that's likely to hit the market soon, and that's going to increase the capacity of the discs tremendously.
Not only increase the capacity, but hopefully it should take out some of the complexity of these different, the plus and the minus and the RW and the RAM and all these things that are really confusing to Joe Consumer.
Right.
Hopefully these newer technologies will help eliminate some of that confusion.
It was kind of like the VHS and Betamax battle back in the day.
But at least that... They were two separate, like, complete words, and they looked different, and everything about them was different, so it wasn't nearly as confusing to the average Joe consumer. Again, these discs look the same. The burners look the same. You can't tell them apart unless you try to go to use them, so that's why it's more confusing.
Right.
And they use things like plus and minus to separate the exact same terminology. Just kind of silly. You know?
It is silly.
It is silly. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got Tony in Glendale who wants to talk about a Windows XP media sensor problem. Don't know what that means. We also got Ed, who wants us to how to go about buying a new computer. And we got space for your calls and your questions at 602-277-5827. It's Chad and Brandon Brack right after this.